Russia pulls the plug on natural gas in Finland. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The flow of natural gas has been halted as Finland moves closer to joining NATO. Russian state media cites non-payment as the reason. The Kremlin has demanded that European countries pay for energy in rubles. As Russia's war against Ukraine wears on, President Biden has signed a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine. He did it before attending a state dinner in South Korea.
To ensure that there's no lapse in funding and U.S. support and that it gets signed promptly as they try to defend themselves, continue to defend themselves against the Russian invasion. Half the money goes to Ukraine's military. The Senate passed that bill in the hours after President Biden left Washington, so it was flown across the world to get his signature promptly.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. During the president's visit to Seoul, the U.S. and South Korea pledged continued cooperation in deterring North Korea's nuclear program. The downtown of Gaylord, Michigan has been heavily damaged by a tornado. Yesterday, when a funnel cloud appeared, people raced into businesses to take cover. Officials say two people were killed, some 40 others were hurt. Severe weather is rare in that part of northern Michigan. It may be just a drop in the bucket, but every little bit counts. Baby formula from overseas has been sent to the U.S.
First flights of formula are headed aboard U.S. military cargo planes, flying in from Germany, 132 pallets in all. For Americans with newborns at home, this formula can't arrive soon enough. Right now, the out-of-stock rate for formula is 45%.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the shortage can be attributed in part to the shutdown of an Abbott Labs facility in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A horrific ordeal for a family in Texas.
Eight suspects are under arrest in Oklahoma City after a 15-year-old Texas girl was abducted from a Dallas Mavericks game at the American Airlines Center last month. She was attending the game with her father when she went to the restroom and never returned. The teen was gone for 10 days until police located her at a hotel in Oklahoma City. This was after the family contacted a nonprofit group that investigates trafficking cases, which found explicit photos of the victim on a prostitution website out of Oklahoma City. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A shortage of COVID-19 vaccines, antivirals, and tests is a real possibility this fall if Congress doesn't approve more money to combat the virus. That's according to the White House, which says it's planning for dire contingencies that could include the rationing of supplies, even to the most vulnerable. No matter where you go, there's no escaping COVID fraud.
A jobless 24-year-old in a small town in western Japan was arrested this week after allegedly gambling away COVID relief money that was mistakenly wired into his bank account. Sho Taguchi admitted to spending most of the 46.3 million yen, that's about 360,000 U.S. dollars, on gambling. The funds were supposed to be distributed to the town's 463 low-income households, but instead it all went to Taguchi. Police say he refused to return the taxpayer money when he was asked. Town officials are separately investigating how the transfer went through unnoticed, a mistake that has triggered a wave of criticism from residents. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Before you eat your next PB&J, make sure the peanut butter is safe. Certain Jif peanut butter products are being recalled in multiple states because of salmonella contamination. The peanut butter was manufactured in Kentucky. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.